Hello and welcome to today's news podcast powered by China Daily. I'll be your host Fidel Kizito and I'll be delving into the pivotal phone conversation between President Xi Jinping of China and President Joe Biden of the United States. Observers worldwide are taking note of the significance of this dialogue following their landmark face-to-face meeting in November last year in San Francisco. Many see this conversation as a confidence bolster for the stability of relations between the world's two largest economies. During the discussion, President Xi and President Biden reached a detailed consensus outlining tasks to be accomplished in the coming year. Their conversation emphasized the importance of avoiding potential sources of friction between China and U.S. President Xi underscored three overreaching principles that should guide China-U.S. relations in 2024. Valuing peace, prioritizing stability, and upholding credibility. He urged both nations to translate their commitments into tangible actions, highlighting the fundamental importance of strategic perception in bilateral relations. Dio Daming, a professor of U.S. studies at Renmin University of China School of International Studies, remarked that while last year's San Francisco summit laid the groundwork for Sino-U.S. relations, this recent phone conversation represents a significant step forward. By leveraging their influence to head-to-state diplomacy, both leaders aim to effectively stabilize the relationship. Expert highlights Beijing's effort to ensure Washington fully comprehends the gravity of various issues, including the U.S. suppression of Chinese companies and concerns in the Taiwan Strait and South China Sea. Clear communication and strategic engagements are seen as essential in managing potential risks and fostering mutual understanding. During the phone call, Beijing extended a warm welcome to the U.S. Treasury State Janet Yellen and U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken for their upcoming visits to China. President Biden reiterated the U.S. commitment to five nodes, emphasizing a desire to avoid conflict and uphold stability in the region. Now let's gain further insight into the dynamic at play with perspective from experts and scholars specializing in the China-U.S. relations. Diao Daming, a professor of U.S. studies at Renmin University of China School of International Relations, offers invaluable insights into the recent developments and further potentials impacts on bilateral ties. According to Daming, last year's San Francisco summit laid the groundwork for Sino-U.S. relations, while the recent phone conversation represents a crucial step forward in stabilizing the relationship. His analysis sheds light on the challenges and opportunities facing both nations as they navigate a rapidly evolving geopolitical landscape. Building upon the experts' analysis, we explore Beijing's strategic objectives and priorities in the engagements with Washington. Shifting gears, we look at the rapid growth of China's electric vehicle sector and its implications for the country's economy and environmental goals. With China leading the world in NEV production and sales, the country has made significant strides in expanding its network of charging facilities and promoting clean energy solutions. But what opportunities and challenges accompany this unprecedented growth, and how might it shape the future of transportation and energy infrastructure? China has seen explosive growth in NEV sector in recent years. It has ranked first in the world in NEV production and sales for 9 consecutive years, with the number of NEVs in use surging to 20.41 million by 2023, according to official data. To serve the increasing number of electric cars, China has continued to expand its network on NEVs charging facilities, which marked a growth of 65% year-on-year to reach nearly 8.6 million units by the end of 2023, said the National Energy Administration. In recent times, diplomacy and exchanges between China and the United States have been flourishing across official, semi-official, and non-governmental levels. Analysts note that this improvement in ties has been hard-won, emphasizing the need for Washington to recalibrate its perception of China and shift towards a framework of win-win cooperation, replacing coercion with collaboration. During a meeting with representatives from various sectors, including business, strategic, and academic communities, in Beijing on March 27th, President Xi Jinping underscored the historic foundation and friendly exchanges between people of China and the United States Vice Foreign Minister Ma Zhong exchanged in discussions with Kurt Campbell, the U.S. Deputy Secretary of State, addressing bilateral ties and global concerns. Reports from media outlets in the U.S. suggest that Treasury State Janet Yellen is planning to visit China this month, signaling a commitment to fostering dialogue and cooperation between the two nations. Additionally, Leonard Breed, the mayor of San Francisco, is expected to embark on a trip to China, aiming to strengthen diplomatic and cultural ties. A notable development in recent months in the influx of U.S. students visiting China as part of a five-year-long exchange plan proposed by President Xi Jinping aimed at inviting 50,000 young Americans to experience Chinese culture and society. Graham Allison, the founding dean of Harvard University's John F. Kennedy School of Government, participated in a group meeting with President Xi in Beijing, reflecting the concept of building a new type of relations between major countries to avoid potential conflict. Now, turning our attention to Franco-Chinese relations, we analyze the recent visit of France's new Minister of Europe and Foreign Affairs, Stéphane Séjourné, to China. Against the backdrop of a rapidly changing international landscape, Séjourné's visit underscores the importance of strengthening ties between France and China. During his discussions with Minister Séjourné, Premier Li emphasized Beijing's expectations for the stability of Chinese-France relations to contribute to respective development for both nations and inject certainly into global development. Premier Li underscored Beijing's intention to deepen practical cooperation with Paris in various fields including green energy and advanced manufacturing with the aim of realizing mutual benefits and fostering a win-win situation. Minister Séjourné reaffirmed France's commitment to independence and self-reliance, opposing blocs, confrontation and disruption in production and supply chains. He expressed France's willingness to deepen exchange and cooperation with China across multiple domains, strengthening comprehensive strategic partnership between the two countries. This year marks the 60th anniversary of diplomatic relations between China and France, highlighting the enduring nature of their ties. The visit of Minister Séjourné is seen as part of the ongoing high-level exchanges between the two nations. Reflecting on the economic aspect of their relationship, Minister Séjourné highlighted France's commitment to open cooperation and resolving differences through conciliation. He emphasized France's dedication to providing a fair and predictable business environment for Chinese investments. For more on the international news updates, please visit our website at www.chinadaily.com/cn.